Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Sunday, April 7th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with the first night of WrestleMania, which took place last night at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The announced attendance of 72,543 brought with it a live gate that was announced by Paul Levesque in the post-show press conference as the largest in WWE history, surpassing WrestleMania 32. That would also make it the largest live attendance gate in pro wrestling history. Levesque did not provide the actual dollar amount.
Said this one is for you, Mama Rhodes. People's elbow.
In the main event, The Rock returned to the ring for the first time in 11 years, teaming with Universal Champion Roman Reigns to defeat the team of Cody Rhodes and World Champion Seth Rollins. The Rock scored the win for his team, pinning Rhodes with the People's Elbow after 44 minutes and 34 seconds. Per the stipulation of the match, tonight's Night 2 main event between Rhodes and Reigns is scheduled to take place under Anything Goes Bloodline rules. Sami Zayn ended the longest Intercontinental Championship reign in WWE history, pinning Gunther after a Helluva kick in 15 minutes and 29 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe in miracles? Hurry, Sami. The cover! Yes!
You can hear the emotion in Samantha Irvin's voice.
The 666-day reign is over.
The Raw and SmackDown tag team titles were separated for the first time in nearly 2 years as a result of the six-team ladder match for both championships. R-Truth and The Miz emerged as Raw champions when Truth snatched those belts for his team. And earlier in the match, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller became the new SmackDown champions. The match ends the reign of Finn Balor and Damian Priest as undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions at 173 days. In the opening match, Rhea Ripley scored a decisive victory over challenger Becky Lynch to retain her World Women's title, pinning Lynch in 17 minutes and 9 seconds. Jade Cargill made her first non-Royal Rumble wrestling appearance in WWE, teaming with Bianca Belair and Naomi to defeat Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane of Damage Control. Cargill scored the winning pin on Kai in 8 minutes and 3 seconds. In other results, Jey Uso defeated Jimmy Uso, and the team of Andrade and Rey Mysterio defeated Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. The match marked Mysterio's 15th WrestleMania appearance, tying him for 7th place all time. Also yesterday, NXT presented its Stand and Deliver premium live event from the Wells Fargo Arena, also in Philadelphia.
As Williams, Hayes was looking to answer right back. The referee, though, stepped in again, swinging a miss by Trick, bouncing right back. Bam! Caught him with the Trick knee! Caught him with the Trick knee! Yes! 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 Yes!
Here is your winner, Trick Williams!
In the main event, Trick Williams overcame his former partner Carmelo Hayes, winning a grudge match in 14 minutes 47 seconds after delivering a knee strike finisher. The penultimate bout on Stand and Deliver saw NXT champion Ilya Dragunov make the 6th successful defense of the title, pinning Tony D'Angelo in 17 minutes and 5 seconds.
Trying to break the grip. Challenger has it cinched. It's locked in deep. Valkyrie attacks. Perez has vindication tonight.
In the day's only title change, Roxanne Perez submitted Lyra Valkyria to win the NXT Women's Championship. During the match, Julia and former Stardom owner Rossi Ogawa were seen sitting with William Regal in the crowd, fueling speculation that Ogawa's new Japanese women's wrestling promotion could forge a working relationship with WWE and that Julia could eventually come to the United States and sign with the company. Other title matches saw Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker retain the NXT Tag Team title, beating Axiom and Nathan Frazier after Breaker pinned Frazier, and North American champion Obafemi retained his title in a triple threat over Josh Briggs and Dijak. In a six-woman tag team match, the team of Fallon Henley, Kalani Jordan, and Thea Hale beat Izzy Dame, JC Jane, and Kiana James when Hale submitted Dame. And during the pre-show, Joe Gacy survived being hit with a chair by Ridge Holland during his entrance and defeated Sean Spears. Also during the show, NXT General Manager Ava Raine announced the creation of a Women's North American Championship title. The crowd at the Wells Fargo Center was announced as being 16,545, which would be the largest in NXT history. In other WWE news, WWE's Chief Content Officer Paul Levesque appeared on Logan Paul's Impulsive podcast, which was released on Friday to promote this weekend's WrestleMania. One of the topics discussed was WWE inking a deal with Netflix to broadcast Raw worldwide beginning in 2025, a move Levesque said may be immortalized as the day cable died.
This to me is one of those paradigm shifting moments, you know, like where the whole world changes, because, you know, Netflix was saying, not going to get into live sports, not going to get into live sports, not going to get into live sports. Then, you know, I know Nick and I got a call from Ari and everyone saying Netflix is interested. We got to get over the hurdle of the live sport thing, but they're interested. And then we all went in there for a meeting. And, you know, when we left, I was kind of like, well, they're really into this. It seems like, you know what I mean? And then it just went really quick from there. You know, that's the genius of Nick and Ari and those guys to do that. But it's a shift of how they look at things. It's a shift for us. It's, to me, I think 10 years from now, people are going to look at that day that that announcement was made, potentially. And I read this in a headline, so I didn't make it up. But, like, it might potentially be seen as the day cable died.
Levesque also revealed that the post-WrestleMania talent draft between Raw and SmackDown would be returning.
Do you think I could move from SmackDown to Raw when Raw goes to Netflix?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see people float all over the place. There's a thing called, in a month or so, there's a thing called the draft.
Oh.
So that's when you can switch around and make moves. And, you know, it's all open to giving the best shows.
Staying with Logan Paul, it was announced on Saturday that Cody Rhodes has become the first wrestler sponsored by the energy drink Prime. The drink company, which is owned by Paul, welcomed Rhodes with a social media post. Beginning with last night's WrestleMania, Prime became the first center ring sponsor in WWE history. AEW Collision aired last night on TNT with matches taped this past Wednesday at the DCU Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. The program aired at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time due to TNT's coverage of the National Invitational Tournament for Men's College Basketball. In an AEW World Tag Team Title Tournament semifinal, FTR defeated Top Flight. FTR is now scheduled to face the Young Bucks in the finals at AEW Dynasty on April 21st. Chris Jericho and Hook defeated Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty. After the bout, Anthony Ogogo made his return by helping Taylor and Moriarty in a beatdown and joining Shane Taylor Promotions. In a six-man tag, the House of Black's Brody King, Buddy Matthews, and Malachi Black defeated Brian Keith, Christopher Daniels, and Matt Sydal. After the match, Adam Copeland came through the crowd to attack the House of Black, which led to FTR, Mark Briscoe, and the Young Bucks all coming out to join the fray. Other results saw Yuka Sakazaki defeat Trisha Dora, Claudio Castagnoli beat The Butcher, Pac defeated Encore Moore, and Penta El Zero Miedo defeated Commander. It was also announced on Collision that coming up this Wednesday, the Young Bucks will present backstage footage from the confrontation that took place between CM Punk and Jack Perry at All In, and will discuss the matter for the first time.
Just been told the EVPs, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, have a very important announcement about this Wednesday on TBS. The Young Bucks will present the never-before-seen backstage footage from All In London, and they'll discuss what happened at Wembley Stadium for the very first time.
Taking a look at the last day with heavy activity among independent groups running shows this WrestleMania weekend, the day opened with Game Changer Wrestling presenting Effie's Big Gay Brunch 9 inside the auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. The main event of the show saw Dark Sheik defeat Sunny Kiss. In other selected results, GCW Ultra Violent Champion Rina Yamashita defeated Billy Dixon to retain the title. Effie and Alley Catch defeated Dirty Dango and Tyler Breeze, and Trisha Dora defeated Karam. Suplex Vintage Wrestling presented Suplex Mania, the Block Party, which was held outside on South Street in the Queen Village neighborhood. Nick Wayne defeated Marcus Mathers. Jada Stone got by Jada Steele. Griffin McCoy beat Jordan Oliver. And in the main event, Jimmy Lloyd downed Joey Janela. Game Changer Wrestling against Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling also took place at the auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. The main event was a six-woman tag match, which saw Maki Ito, Masha Slamovich, and Rina Yamashita defeat Miyu Yamashita, Shoko Nakajima, and Yuki Aino when Ito tapped out Aino. Some other results saw Miyu Watanabe and Rika Tatsumi defeat Billy Starks and Jinai Kai, Steph DeLander top Hyper Masao, and Mizuki defeated Alley Catch. New Jersey-based Expect the Unexpected Wrestling joined with Japan's Dragon Gate promotion to run Unlock the Unexpected at the H2O Wrestling Center in Williamstown, New Jersey. The main event saw Ultimo Dragon defeat Danny D'Amato. Other notable results saw ETU, Key to the East champion Marcus Mathers turn back Dragon Kid, IWTV World Tag Team champions Dustin Waller and Kylan King retain against Ben Kay and Kota Minoura, and Shun Skywalker pinned Alec Price. Turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling ran Tokyo's Sumo Hall on Saturday, which featured five title tilts as well as the return of Jon Moxley to the promotion. The main event of the show featured Tetsuya Naito retaining the IWGP World Heavyweight title, turning back the challenge of his LIJ stablemate Yota Tsuji in 34 minutes and 26 seconds. It was Naito's second defense of his current reign. After the bout, Jon Moxley hit the ring and challenged Naito to put up the IWGP World title when the two face off on April 12th in Chicago. Earlier in the show, Moxley teamed with Shota Umino to defeat the House of Torture tandem of Jack Perry and Ren Narita. Two titles changed hands on the card as Hirooki Goto and Yoshihashi beat Kenta and Chase Owens to begin their fourth reign as IWGP World Tag Team Champions, and Shingo Takagi defeated Evil to win the Never Openweight title. After the bout, Takagi was attacked by Gabe Kidd. Clark Connors and Drilla Maloney held on to the IWGP World Junior Heavyweight Tag Team title in a three-way match over TJP and Francesco Akira and Kushida and Kevin Knight, and Sho retained the IWGP World Junior Heavyweight title by referee stoppage in only 96 seconds when his challenger Yo suffered a dislocated shoulder. In the aftermath of the stoppage, both Kosei Fujita and Doki came down to the ring to offer future challenges to the champion. New Japan also announced the field for this year's Best of the Super Juniors tournament. The 31st annual event will feature two blocks of 10 men competing in each. Making up the field are 16 New Japan talents, as well as CMLL's Titan, Ring of Honor contracted talent Blake Christian, and Pro Wrestling Noah's Ninja Mac and Hayata. Last year's winner, Master Wato, will miss this year's event as he continues to recover from a torn ACL he suffered in January. And during Ice Ribbon's show yesterday in Otis City, Ibuki Hoshi announced she had become pregnant and vacated the Ice Cross Infinity title. Ice Ribbon announced the tournament to decide a new champion begins on April 28th, with the final taking place on June 23rd. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.